Was we actually thinking for this piece, because the big question is how close or not do we sit to each other in this piece in general? Should we have a bit of space between us, or should it be absolutely close-knit?
I don't know. When you said the other day that you were experimenting with sitting further apart, I panicked slightly because I thought, well, maybe the sound, unlike some other previous experiments, would be better if it all kind of came from the identifiably the same source.
I think that's great. If we play with the idea that the ear can't tell where the sound's coming from, I bet. As well.
Certainly at that moment, I think it would kind of destroy a lot of the music's impetus.
Yes.
If you heard the individual moves, it should not be clear.
Do you know, that's an interesting point. You know, yeah. If we actually use the kind of what is a traditional quartet idea that you actually make a pool of sound which is here,
yes.
We actually try and actually make that sound a corporate thing, an object there which we are paying into,
yeah.
As opposed to showing individual lines. You know, that's very kind of Budapest quartet kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's really traditional in a really good way.
Yeah, you should kind of lose the sense of an individual sound in that movement.